beginning maybe with number 4 through 11.
Sure. Now there are varieties of gifts of the same Spirit, and there are varieties of services of the same Lord, and there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them and everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the discernment of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who rewards each one individually just as the Spirit chooses.
And so, a little later this evening, Father Becky is going to explain to us the different gifts. And then, as you all know, next week we're going to receive these gifts. And how many times you all have heard me say that these gifts are all free for the taking. There's no charge, they're all free. And when we read in Acts 14:22, it says, when the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. When they arrived, they prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit had not yet come upon any of them. They had simply been baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John placed their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. When Simon saw that the Spirit was given at the laying on of the apostles' hands, he offered them money and said, give me also this ability, so that everyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit. Peter answered, may your money perish with you because you thought you could buy the gift of God with money. You have no part or share in this ministry because your heart is not right before God. In addition to these gifts, everything the Lord has for us is free for the taking, free for just accepting. If we just, you know, put our hand out there, he's there for us. I have some gifts that I want to give away tonight. And I'm not picking on anyone, I'm not singling out anyone, but I wanted to share a couple of gifts. And Jen, I'm going to give you a gift. I know you don't know me. And so when I give these gifts, I give them freely, just as the Lord gives us his gifts freely. And next week when we receive the gifts, it's freely. It's not with any anything that I want in return. It's just something I wanted to share. And hope that you can grow with them. It's a complete mystery how the Holy Spirit works in our lives, but I can assure you that it is for the good of all his people. These gifts that we receive allow us to embrace a life of conversion and to offer greater appreciation of the life of the Spirit. And both of these that we're speaking of are gifts from God. And in John 4:13-14, it says, Jesus answered, those who drink the water that I will give them will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give them will bring in them a spring which will provide them with life. them eternal life. I would like to encourage all of you, particularly the ones that are new to this baptism in the Spirit this time, to remove all fear and doubt and negativity that will block your will. Receive the Holy Spirit and give Him all your encounter. Be His living monstrance of love. He loves us unconditionally. There are no strings attached. And we can go into the world and be disciples and be His monstrance of love. We talked in the weeks past about His unconditional love, salvation, living the new life with God began in us through the sacraments of initiation, baptism, confirmation, and Eucharist. And so all of that means falling in love with Christ, having faith and believing in the unknown. You've heard me say many a times, we have to have faith, belief, and trust. When my son was very small, he used to watch MacGyver. And at that time in my life, it was like everything. It was kind of the pits. And I used to be listening while I was cleaning or cooking or whatever, and there wasn't anything MacGyver couldn't do. In the nick of time, he could save you from falling off of that cliff. Or he can find something with a twig to cut that rope that had you tied up. Or you name it, he could do it in the nick of time. And I found out through perseverance and my growth, through baptisms in the Spirit, that that's the way it is with the Lord. In the nick of time, he'll just He's not going to let you fall off of that cliff. But it takes faith and belief and trust and growth to know that. And I strongly believe that we gain all of that through our baptism in the Spirit, through our walk with the Lord, through our wanting to grow. You've heard me say before, I wish that I had the opportunity when I was a young adult to experience that. Because everything I learned, I had to learn the hard way. And I got sick and tired of learning the hard way, sick and tired of making mistakes. And I used to say, you know, Lord, I've done flunked every test there is, and I want to pass go. But it wasn't until I began my growth walk and baptized in the Spirit that I passed go finally. Things started to change. So anyhow, if we have faith, trust, and belief, we can know that it is done in the name of Jesus and that we have surrendered our will to God completely. We know that He will get the job done. And I believe that reconciliation is a must to prepare ourselves for a future full of hope, to be lined up in the will of God, to want to walk in His path and in His direction. In the Christmas time, I heard Father Beckley say repeatedly, he would like everyone to be prepared, come to confession, you know, you can be free of those sins. He would meet anyone any time of day or night, call him, make an appointment. If you work late, he'd see you 1, 2, or 3 o'clock in the morning.
He's up. He's awake.
Fed up for me.
And I said to him later, hey, Father, did anyone call? But what a better way to get right than with the Lord through a true confession of our sins. It gives us a new kind of freedom. It gives us innermost peace. You know, if we tell him of your sorrow for your sin, begin anew to soar a new height and perfection in your growth. If we look at the life, the passion, and death which Jesus brought forth, salvation and the resurrection, that equals eternal life. That's what we all strive for, is eternal life. And during Lent, I wasn't receiving messages, and I said, you know what? I just feel like I'm in a desert. What's going on here? And he told me to focus on his life, death, and resurrection. And as I thought I was was doing that, I guess I really didn't get it until Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter Vigil. For some reason this year, they were so meaningful. Church, got a very large life-size cross, carried it down the altar, stopped in three places and sang out. It was all I could hardly take to talk about focusing on his life, death, and resurrection. Wow! I had not experienced that before. It was beautiful. During the Easter Vigil, it was probably one of the most beautiful vigils that I had ever attended. The music was beautiful. And all the RCIA group accepted their new life in Christ, some baptized, some confirmed, communion. Father Bill laid hands on each person and asked them to receive the Holy Spirit. And then Father Beppe came forward and prayed over each one of them. And at that point, it kind of dawned on me that, you know, when I was young and I received my baptism or my confirmation, I hate to say that it didn't mean anything to me because it did, but I did not receive what I did not realize what receiving the Holy Spirit meant. And it wasn't until the first time in 1995 when I was baptized in the Holy Spirit and really began receiving those gifts at this later time in my life, did I have that appreciation. And so this Easter Vigil, when I saw these Sarah Wolf and some of these young folks that were so full of anticipation and excitement, and through all the weeks of preparation, did I really realize what we receive through all of these special gifts, the baptism, confirmation, and communion. That's what I would like for each one of you. Not only the anticipation, which is natural for what is coming this next week in the baptism in the Spirit, but the excitement to receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is your all. Open your entire being to receive what he has for each of you next week. The Lord already knows what gifts he's going to give and who he's going to give them to. The Holy Spirit is calling us into his presence. He desires to dwell within each one of our hearts. And we need to allow ourselves to become servants and disciples, to go into the world in the future, and to take these gifts with us, to share them with other people, to encourage them to want to know this personal walk. And my question is, if the Lord chooses to dwell in each one of us, how could any one of us want to refuse this new life, the new gifts that we're about to receive? When you grow up in the Spirit, your life changes. You die to your old self and you take on a new self. And this past weekend, I was talking to a young man, and I was asking a couple questions about break and what have you, and he was explaining to me what he liked, what he didn't like. He said, and besides, I'm dying to the world anyhow, and so, you know, it's like that stuff doesn't matter anymore. And I'm thinking, wow, what a growth we have here in such a short period of time. Only two baptisms in the Spirit, and already we're there. When I was young and married, I liked jewelry. I liked new cars, the same as everyone else. We would go to cotillion dances. We would have dinner out. You name it, we were there. Thought that I was a status seat, but we were invited and we would go. But I was divorced in 1985, and that stopped, which was okay. But in 1995, when I was baptized in the Spirit for the first time, it was like I began to die to the world. All of those things really were not important anymore. They didn't matter anymore. And in my group a couple weeks ago, we discussed that. And one of the ladies also said the same thing. They used to go to parties. They used to participate in all these kinds of things. And I can only associate with, I guess, society or status, whatever. But when you have that new growth spirit, you don't have to do it anymore. You don't have that same desire anymore. You don't want to do that. You want to grow spiritually. You want to be around people that have that same spiritual growth, if you will. And you know, when you were a child and you look so forward to Christmas and birthdays and those kinds of gifts you receive, and you would check off those gifts in the catalog, and there was just great anticipation and excitement. And then Christmas came, and you opened those gifts, and there was just so much joy. Now, as an adult, I've been praying that each of you will wait in great anticipation and excitement for the kind of gifts that are going to be bestowed upon each one of you. Those gifts of the Spirit. And I want you to know, same as I told you the last time, I've been praying and speaking to the Holy Spirit this last week or two. And I've been saying, you know, Holy Spirit, I want everything you have for me. And I want everything that each person does not want. I want it all. I'm not shy. And I want him to enhance what I already have. I want to be his servant all the days of my life. I want to grow to new heights and new levels. And I would like all of you to grow with me and to be open and willing and receptive. I want you to know that probably after tonight, if it already has not happened, the devil is going to put fear in you. He's going to put doubt. He's going to say, you have tests to do. You have homework to do. You can't go to that baptism in the Spirit on Monday evening. You'll never get everything done. And I'm going to tell you that the devil's a liar and the author of them. You will get that work done. You will get that project done. Just show up next Monday. Show that devil that he is lying. Fear is not of the Lord. The Lord is peace and contentment. Fear comes from the devil. Anxiety comes from the atmosphere. So when that comes about this week, know where it's coming from. And just make up your mind. There'll be plenty of time to get those projects done, plenty of time to study. So your challenge is, as Father Beckin says, say yes. Welcome the Holy Spirit in like never before. Say, yes, I want what you have in store for me. No to the devil when he comes to tempt you with the fear this week. You always have to say, yes, Lord, here I am, Lord. Use me, Lord. I'm so ready for whatever you have for me. So next week in the baptism in the Spirit, it's going to be electrifying for whoever's not been here before. The music just ushers in that Holy Spirit like you've never seen before. We'll be resting in the Spirit. Don't be afraid. I always say that's the time the Lord heals us. sometimes the only time you get any peace is when you're resting. You're still very much aware of what's going on around you. It's a very natural thing. People will be praying in tongues. St. Elizabeth Seton's once, they were praying for people to be baptized in the Spirit, and this woman was just full of problems, and her child died, and her husband passed away, and she was a mess. And they said to her, what do you want us to pray for? What gift do you want? She said, I don't want none of those tongues. I'm telling you right now, I don't want them. Well, guess what? They didn't start praying, and she had it. So that's just how the Lord works in His time and His way. His thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. So just be willing, ready, and accepting. It'll be the best present, and it's free, all for the taking. Thank you. Becky, you want to explain the gift?